Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week we shine a spotlight on Vichten. The trio comprises multi-instrumentalists Emmanuel and Pastel LeBlanc from the Evangeline region of Prince Edward Island and Magdalen Island's native Pascal Muse. For over a decade, Vichten has dazzled audiences with their fiery blend of traditional original instrumentals that fuse Celtic and Acadian genres with modern rock sensibility and indie folk influences. We'll be featuring their latest album, Horizons, and this is the title track on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Access. That's V-Box and Horizons back-to-back from Vishten. Horizons, the title of their most recent album, as a matter of fact. And we're right now sitting backstage at the Capitol Theater with Emma and Pastel of the group. So Horizons, this is a very positive, forward-thinking title for an album. This is like your 15th anniversary year now, isn't
yeah.
it? It strikes me that it's a group that looks towards the future rather than...
I guess so. I mean, we do look in the past in the sense that we get inspired by traditional music, so that would be like older stuff, but we look forward in the sense that we create a lot of our music. We're kind of developing our new style of Acadian music, of what it sounds like today in 2019, played by maybe younger people, and so there's a lot of creativity in what we do.
But you also instill the Celtic sounds and the Scottish and the Irish. Everything is kind of wrapped into that package. Mm-hmm. How big a role does that come into the final decision-making of what songs make it on the album?
Wow, that's a good question, because there's always loads of ideas, right, when you do an album. And we usually, we're looking for material, first off, in the archives, and that's always been the way that we start off on a creation process. And since we've mainly had songs that were traditional, so from the archives, and we've written a few of our own, like BB Box is a creation, but it came from an inspiration of an old tune, we start off that way, and we'll for the songs look for some melodies that we like, look for some old songs that may never have been sung, and then we kind of decide, you know, do we want to change the melody at all, do we want to make some modifications to it, and then we put the music to it. And as far as the tune sets go, which is more of the instrumental music, we mm-hmm. like to write a lot of our own tunes.
Nice.
But we try to write it in a maybe a I guess our own styles, because everybody that writes tunes has their own kind of writing style.
Do you set out to write an instrumental or one with lyrics, or does it just kind of evolve naturally?
Usually when you're writing a tune, it comes out as a tune. Like, it has that rhythm in there, and you're kind of thinking of the reel or the jig. And then when it's songs, it might be like a theme. Like, you'll find a theme of, I don't know, chords or maybe a short melody, and then we kind of know that that would fit more in a song. Or maybe in between two reels or something.
Right.
But it's a very different process to compose a reel than to just compose music that can be used within an arrangement.
I'm wondering if the same things inspire you today as it did 15 years ago, or is it a different set of rules?
Right, yeah. Maybe in the earlier days, we were coming out of a more traditional kind of approach to it. And just because, like, we're from PEI, and it's always been kind of a tradition to have some house parties and things like that. So we learned our music that way, actually. So maybe in the earlier years, we would have had more of that kind of approach to it, with more traditional chords and maybe going a little bit outside the box. But right. The more that we've, you know, evolved and grown as people, we listen to all sorts of different music, and that has certainly influence the way that we want to play music. And also, we travel quite a bit. So in festivals, we meet a lot of bands that are doing tread, contemporary, you know, more fusion music. So I think that has also kind of influenced us in a certain direction.
Nice. Yeah. We'll talk more about those world travels here in just a few minutes. But you mentioned the kitchen party aspect, and really all the best elements of a kitchen party are found in Vishten's music. So let's get back to the Horizons album. We're going to spin a couple more tunes here for you, starting with Les Sirènes de Roméo, or if you prefer, Romeo's Sirens. This is Vishten from Horizons on Atlantic Access.
Thank you.
Zvi Sten on Atlantic Access. I talked a little bit about how you spend a lot of time on the road. You're heading off on a UK tour soon.
We're heading out on Tuesday, and we'll be there for 17 gigs in 18 days, which is a pretty intense tour. But you know what? It's kind of great that way because it just kind of keeps everything rolling. We're starting to develop the UK a little bit more. We were there last summer, and we did some really great festivals, some of the biggest UK festivals that were just fabulous, like Cambridge Folk Fest, and we had a couple festivals also up in Scotland. So yeah, we're pretty excited to head back to do this run, and it's really starting. I mean, the UK is a really great place to tour.
But 17 shows in 18 days, what type of like mental preparation do you have to set yourself up for?
Yeah, there's a little mental preparation. Hey? Yeah, you know, just physically, we're gonna have to, you know, just the foot tapping. Like Emma does some foot tapping. She's an hour and a half constantly doing some footwork. I think we're ready. I mean, it's been in the works for 6 months now, so we've had the chance to really prepare ourselves. Everything's really great. We have a great agent over there, and it's pretty close. Most of the time, we're driving an hour or two a day.
I mean, if the bus breaks down, you're in trouble.
Definitely. Yeah, I know. So fingers crossed.
You can't even blow a tire. Everything's usually so tightly wound.
Yeah.
Without being too prejudicial, are there places where you enjoy going or places that stand out in your mind?
Definitely. Like, I would say, well, the UK is a great place. The United States is a great place for fans, too. They love music over there, and especially because we're Acadian, there's a lot of Acadian connections, not just in Louisiana, although that's one of the coolest places to play, but on the coast and all over the States.
Really?
So that's great. And we've also had some really good crowds in like Australia and New Zealand.
Nice.
Yeah.
So are there places yet to travel to perform that you'd like to get to, or that might be in opportunities that are coming up?
We're working on developing more of the Scandinavia.
Really?
So it's a really great place for folk musicians to play. And we've done just the one show last summer. It was a Tønder Folk Festival, and it's in Denmark. And yeah, we recently did a showcase at Womex. It's a showcase that travels around every year, and this year was in the Canary Islands, which we didn't mind at all.
Yeah. That's a working vacation, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. It was a long travel there and back, but yeah, we did get to enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't imagine it was too many complaints either.
And there we kind of focused on approaching the Scandinavian kind of part. So there's interest in Sweden and Norway and some more in Denmark. So yeah, that would probably be the next place that we're going to head to.
One of the more cutting-edge tunes, I think, that is on this album, and probably maybe even one of the more progressive-sounding songs that you guys have done, period, is At the Top Hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's lyrically quite rich as well. Is there a story to that song, or was it
actually a very common traditional song. It had a completely different melody. But it's a song about this woman. Elle tempête means she's like stormy. She's stormy. She's mad.
Angry.
It's a she's very angry at her husband who drinks all the time.
Oh yes.
So that's pretty much the story. But we sang like versions of that song. We've heard other people in different parts of the world sing that song, and we thought it'd be nice to do another twist. So like we just adapted the melody and just musically played around. Yeah. So we used a lot of textures in there.
We're also going to spin Les Clés de la Prison, which is as kitchen party from the Maritimes as you can possibly get. So Emma and Pastel, thank you so much. Here's more Zvi Sten on Atlantic Access.
Quand je veux la caresser. fêtes sous le repas. Les quatre ans, les plus ivrognes, porteront le capin du trône. Le meilleur de ces ivrognes, ils chanteront mon libéro.
Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.